The city government has asked President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. to set aside 3.486 billion pesos for the implementation of the Waste to Energy or WTE project of the city. In a resolution filed before the City Council Tuesday, the amount will represent the country's counterpart in the implementation of the project, which will set up WTE facilities, which the Japanese government is partially funding through a grant. In his explanatory note, Councilor Temujin Ocampo, sponsor of the resolution, pointed out of the state of the sanitary landfill, which is almost filled to the brim, and the exponential growth volume of its solid waste necessitate the adoption and the application of existing technologies that address solid waste management. Ocampo cited the WTE as among the existing technologies to address solid waste management, which has been adopted worldwide. Based on the data from the City Environment and Natural Resources Office, the city generates about 700 metric tons of garbage a day, or about 220 metric tons more than what was generated about 10 years ago. In another story, about 1 million pesos in property and 40 houses were burned to the ground when a fire hit Puruk 12 and Puruk 12B in St. John Barangay 76-A, Bukana, Monday afternoon. Fire Inspector Shaira Borja, spokesperson of Bureau of Fire and Protection 11, said the fire started in a house made of light materials and spread fast to other houses. Firefighters and volunteers helped to put out the fire as investigators were still looking at the extent of the damage. In business, the Department of Trade and Industry in Davao de Oro, together with the Provincial Administrator's Office Investment Division of the province, has successfully conducted the two-day product showcase from August 8 to 9 as part of the Provincial MSME Week celebration. Although given only 2 days to display, the 40 participating micro, small, and medium enterprises garnered a combined total sales of 119,430 pesos. They raked in 71,320 pesos on the first day and 48,310 pesos on the second day. In sports, Arena Grandmaster Dandel Fernandez once again proved that Filipinos are world-class athletes after he finished second place in the 28th Abu Dhabi International Chess Festival Frontline Heroes at the Radisson Blu Hotel and Resort, Abu Dhabi Corniche in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates on Monday. Fernandez scored 6 points on 5 wins and 1 loss to finish as first runner-up of the tournament behind champion UAE's FIDE master Amar Sidrani, who scored 6.5 points.